Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Eva Longoria makes her directorial debut with a new comedy-slash-drama that tells the story of a Latino janitor who ascends to the corporate C-suite and did it by figuring out that an all-American snack could be even better with some Mexican flavor added. The food is, of course, a stand-in for the mixing and appreciation of cultures. The film is titled Flaming Hot. Yes, as in the Cheetos. It draws inspiration from the Richard Montagne... Montañez's memoir, Flaming Hot, the incredible true story of one man's rise from janitor to top executive, where he claims to have developed Flaming Hot Cheetos in an effort to save the Frito-Lay factory where he worked. He was grateful for the job after a tough youth in gangs and out of schools. Richard was smart, and he wanted more out of life than working at what he felt like was a dead-end job at the time. Let's listen to this little bit of the trailer to get a flavor.
I'm the guy who helped bring the world the most popular snack it's ever seen.
Are you ready?
A huevo.
I've been ready.
All right, all right. It was a little bit more like this.
We should note, Frito-Lay told the LA Times, we have interviewed multiple personnel who were involved in the test market, and all of them indicate that Richard was not involved in any capacity in the test market. That doesn't mean we don't celebrate Richard, the statement continued, but the facts do not support the urban legend. Before retiring, Richard served as PepsiCo's vice president of multicultural sales and community promotions, and he stands by his story. In the film, Richard, who grew up in a migrant worker camp in the 60s, faces obstacles as he tries to support his family and avoid further interactions with the criminal justice system while dealing with stereotypes and microaggressions of Mexican Americans. An AP Entertainment review states, this is more than just a snack version of Rocky, with the filmmakers exploring the insecurity of factory shift workers, the stress of integrating into white culture, how hard it is for corporations to innovate, and the ability to silence voices in your head that urge you to quit. The film is titled Flamin' Hot, and it comes out on Disney Plus tomorrow. Actor Jesse Garcia, which AV Club says delivers a standout turn as Richard, joins us today. Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
So some people might hear this title and think, okay, this is going to be about Cheetos. But it really is about so much more. It really is.
Yeah.
The film is very, it's very thoughtful. What did you find alluring about the project?
I mean, this story is a love story, you know, between Richard and Judy, and it's also a love story, a love letter to the Latino community and also to the film community in general, to show what a universal story based on Latino family looks like.
Your co-star Annie Gonzalez said she was really moved by many of the details and how director Eva Longoria, who is Mexican-American, a lot of people know this, she has a master's in Chicano studies, how she was very careful about the details in the home, the music that played. What was a detail or a direction you were given that you think really helped this film feel authentic?
Well, Eva did a really great job of casting all the key roles in the crew to either be Mexican-American or some sort of Latino of Latino origin. It was important for her and for us to have an authentic voice to each one of these departments, whether it's like hair or art or set production and set design, so that when she had ideas, there wasn't a whole lot of translating. Mm-hmm. So that's what we saw, and it's what you see in the movie, is like the authentic story of Richard Montañez and how it's easily portrayed as an authentic story.
How did Eva communicate her vision for the film with you?
Her and I kind of like, we have this cosmic connection. Like it's a pretty unique connection where her and I kind of see almost the same thing. So there wasn't a whole, she didn't really have to explain a lot to me. I mean, the mm-hmm. things that she did explain to me is that we were going to shoot this very fast. It was going to be shot in a TV schedule because it was a very ambitious schedule, lots of scenes. The studio wanted to cut some scenes, but she goes, no, we're going to make this happen. And, you know, watch this. But it was, it was important for us to tell Richard's story. I mean, this movie is from his viewpoint. This is his story. You know what I mean? Like, and you see at the end of the movie, it's like, no one's going to take his story, or mm-hmm. tell his story for him, but him. So it was, it was very important for us to tell it in his voice.
What are the challenges of playing someone who is very much alive?
Well, I had a chance to meet with Richard and his family a few days before I flew out to Albuquerque to start shooting the movie. And we talked about everything. We talked about his life and the family life. And I would ask them, like, if they had pet names for each other, the kids, and you know, like, what if Judy cooked for him when to go to work, and like what the family was life was like at home. And I really, kind of like the main thing that I wanted the conversation between me and Richard and Judy and the family was to assure them that we were going to tell their story with honor, that mm-hmm. we were gonna tell his side of the story, because there's many sides to the story, and his side is his truth.
My guest is Jesse Garcia. He is the lead in the film Flaming Hot, which is due out on Disney Plus tomorrow. There, you know, his life story is really, it's extraordinary in many ways. He was brought up in a migrant farm workers camp in Southern California in the 60s. What was it about his upbringing that affected his perspective on the world and on himself before he really started to invest in himself?
Well, I mean, Richard, he didn't have a whole lot of opportunities, you know, mm-hmm. like a lot of us, though, they don't have a whole lot of opportunities. I grew up, we didn't have a lot of money when we grew up. Yeah. So like I could relate to it that way. Like he had to be innovative. He had to have initiative, you know, to go out and create his own opportunities. And with the support system of his wife and his family, they did. And that's who they've become today.
Yeah, the film is heartbreaking at certain points, because Richard, he had a rough youth, he got involved in gangs, he got in trouble with the law. But at one point, he's like, I'm going to get a job. I've met this amazing woman. I'm going to get a job. And he's really having a hard time just even getting past the front door. And he seems defeated by it all. Why is he so defeated? Why does he have all this self-doubt?
Well, I think it's like, you know, everyone's felt like the underdog, you know, and you know, there's a lot of obstacles, and again, nothing was given to him. So, you know, he has to find a way to get through those obstacles, around them, over them, under them. And you have to get a little bit creative sometimes. And I've done it. I'm sure you've done it. And mm-hmm. my family's done it. And I think it creates character, and it creates a strength that you would have if everything was given to you.
Once he gets this job as a janitor, And the way you play him, I really liked that it wasn't like he's just a janitor. No, he's a janitor. He's psyched about his job. He's excited yeah. about where he works. And he doesn't seem to want to buy into the idea of being just a janitor. How does this sense of self ultimately help him?
Well, I think I can't remember who he said told him, but like he says, the floors weren't, they were never going to be shinier. You know, the machines were never going to be shinier. Like if he was going to do it, he was going to do it right. And that's to me, and that I relate to it that way too. You know, like when I decided to become an actor in the film industry, it's like, I'm going to do this right. That I'm going to find a way to make this happen. And like Richard, you know, there's, you have to get a little bit creative with it. And Richard persevered, and kind of like he made friends, and he asked a lot of questions, and if he was embarrassed or people kind of put him down, you know, and when you ask questions, you learn, and he has this hunger for learning. He has I forget entomology. I think that's kind of like the study of language and mm-hmm. words. Like he's really, like you can ask him, you can say a word, and he goes, "Oh, that's the root word of this and this, and it comes from this and da da da." Like, oh, you know, so he's really smart for what he doesn't have in a formal like school education. He makes up for it.
In the film, we get a window into the sort of obstacles that he has. For people who haven't seen the film, what's an example of the overt racism that Richard faced, and then some of the more subtle microaggressions?
Well, I think for us, when we were shooting the film, like even I had a conversation about it, that it was important for us to let the audience feel the challenges for themselves. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like we didn't hit anybody over the head with any of this stuff. We let the audience experience what he's experiencing. So when we don't have like wave. We're not waving that flag. We're not hitting, you know, these nails with the big hammer. We allow the audience to experience that. And I think that's why the audience has responded so well to it, that, it, you know, every audience member has experienced all the emotions by the time the end of the movie, the credits roll. So like, I think we did a really good job of kind of showing all the colors and showing all the challenges without, you know, without making it a preachy story.
We're talking about the film Flaming Hot. It comes out on June 9th on Disney Plus. I'm speaking with its lead, Jesse Garcia. So we also get into the real making of the story of the Flaming Hot Cheetos. Let's listen to a clip. In this scene, Richard is working on the snack flavor with his wife and kids, and his younger son is played by big TikTok star Bryce Gonzalez. He's the taste tester. And this is his youngest son testing the product. This is from Flaming Hot.
Ow, 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 burns!
Burns good or burns bad?
It burns good.
Oh! Oh,
I like that line. It comes up a couple times. It burns good.
It burns good.
Aside from just the food, Richard really felt like he was on to something about the marketing and about the narrow casting of the marketing at this company. What did Richard figure out?
Well, I think he figured out that the Latino community are they're innovative, right? And they, we know for one, and just to go with the theme of the movie, that they like heat, they like the spice, you know, and they put it on everything. They put it on the fruit and their corn and their tacos and their sandwiches and the beans and everything. So, you know, if you supply the supply and demand, and if you have a demand, you know, you present a product, and he knew that this product would sell, you know, and then he knew that the Latino community would support it if it was presented. And, you know, he had to kind of get creative and innovative again to make sure that the people knew about the Hot Cheetos. And, you know, the fun fact is, like, he actually presented several other flavors, and I can't really remember. There's the one Bonielos, which is kind of like a fried tortilla with like cinnamon and sugar and honey, and like those. There's several other ones that he presented, but I think the real magic of what the presentation showed the execs is that Richard has a finger on the pulse of the Latino community, and that's what was lacking in Frito-Lay, and the Hot Cheeto was the perfect vehicle for it.
What's something that you learned on this set or learned from this production that you'll take forward and you think will be useful to you as an actor?
You know, like Richard, you know, I have to get creative too. You know, it's that I have to get innovative and creative about the choices that I make. Mm-hmm. You know, you go with a strong support system like he has with Judy, and like I have with Eva, and I have with my team. You know, you keep at it, and you keep your support system strong. You know, you can achieve anything.
The name of the film is Flamin' Hot. It is being released tomorrow on Disney Plus. I believe you can see it on Hulu too. Jesse Garcia is in the lead. Jesse, thanks for making the time today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.